Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 28th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the proposed 2015 national budget.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
The economy continues to be dragged down by liquidity shortages, antiquated plant and machinery, cheap imports, and high cost of production. This situation has led to company closures. In 2013, there were 2,130 companies which closed, affecting 19,191 employees. In 2012, 1,468 companies closed, affecting 20,825 employees. In 2013, last year, 878 companies closed, affecting 14,499 employees. In 2014, 134 companies have closed, affecting 928 employees, giving a cumulative total of companies closed since 2011 up to 2014 of 4,610, and employees affected 55,443. Mr. Speaker, with respect to export incentives, we need, Mr. Speaker, to export. We need to produce, and export. That we are not doing. And I'm proposing a raft of export incentives to encourage exportation of goods. The growth and development of the economy is underpinned by improving production and export of goods and services.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the 4.1 billion budget proposal by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa.
The budget was presented in Parliament yesterday by the minister, who announced that it would be on roughly about $4.1 billion, as Blessing is stressing. The country's GDP remains unmoved at 3.2%. In 2015, with modest growth in crucial sectors such as mining and agriculture, government expects to collect $4.1 billion in revenue against expenditure of $4.115 billion.
As is expected, of course, the opposition is saying that the budget does not do enough to address the country's economic challenges. But of course, members of the ruling ZANU-PF party are saying Mr. Chinamasa was walking a tightrope, and he did manage to address some of the concerns that have led to the economic problems that the country is actually facing at the moment. Gibbs,
what do you think about these issues? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. That one is for WhatsApp. So the WhatsApp number, 001-202-465-0318. But if you wish to call us right now, use this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
Wonguka hama diwa nasi, tinge tichitarisa nezwe gwara, kana rekufambiswa kweupfumi gore rinouya kana kuti yatinoti iyo national budget. Gurukota rinoona nezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa nezuro vakaparura urongwa hwavo hwegwara irori rekuti upfumi hwenyika huchange huchifamba sei, asi vakatenda kuti zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi hazvina kunge zvakamira zvakanaka. Makambani akawanda ari kuvharwa, vanhu vari kurasikirwa nemabasa. Asi chimwe chakaitwa navaChinamasa, vakadzikisa mutengo wedoro. Zvandaona ndichiverenga vamwe vanga vachitiwo aiwa vanhu vanenge vachida kuhawasi upfumi husina kunge hwakamira zvakanaka, Gibbs. Uyezve pane mimwe mitero yakaiswa kuedza kuti zvinhu zviri kubva kunyika dzakaita sana South Africa neChina zvisange zvichipinda munyika, zvikuru sei zvinhu zvakaita seflower nezvimwe zvakadaro daro zvanga zvichitengwa kubva kunze. Asi semataurira vaChinamasa, vari kushushikana iwo kuti mari yakawanda yehurumende iri kuenda kunobhadhara vashandi, zviri kunzi nevamwe izvozvo zvinokonzera kuti zvinhu zvisafambe zvakanaka, nekuti mari dzakawanda dzinofanira kuenda mukugadzirisa zvivakwa, kana kuti yatingati infrastructure, yakaita semigwagwa, zvinhu zvakaita semagetsi, zvinhu zvakaita sekugadzirisa zvinhu muzvipatara, zvinova zvinhu zvisina kunge zvichigadziriswa nenyaya yekuti mitero iri kuwanikwa nehurumende yaita mishoma. Keke racho riri kuramba richiita diki, asi zviri kudiwa zvinenge zvakati wandisei, Gibbs.
Yes, ulanga ndaba lingalichona njani ndingapa lo blessing, yes, yaphela kwamagama. Ye, esikhuluma ngakho lamhlanje sikhangela khona ukuthi iZimbabwe yasebenzisa njani imali ngomnyaka ozayo. So singakujoke ukuthi ke umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa uhambe ejali leParliament izolo. Wafika khona ngale ke wakhuluma ukuthi okumele kwenzakale eZimbabwe ukuthi kube le mali e 4.1 billion ezasetshenziswa ngomnyaka ka-2015 ukwenza ukuthi kulungiswe ke inhlelo ezijeneyo. Kodwa ke ukhulume wathi ke imali eningi engafika singathi 82% iya eholweni lesisebenzi. Ye, uphinde wethula njalo ukuthi ucabangela ukuthi eZimbabwe umnotho walo uza kuthuthuka nge-3.2%. Waphinda njalo wagcizelela blessing esithi ucabanga ukuthi ingxa kumele kukhuphulwe lokho kuthiwa i-tax free threshold yemali yabantu abayithola ngenyanga. Isuka ke ku-$250 iyefika ku-$300 ngenyanga. Ye, uphinde wakhuluma njalo umnumzane Zulu kade ekuform civil. Ye, sizwile ukuthi uthe khona amankampani angafika 4610 avalwa eZimbabwe. Kuthi ke abasebenzi ezingafika 54443 zalahlekelwa umsebenzi. Kusukela ngo-2011 kuze kuyefika ngathesi ngo-2014. Yes, ngathi nje ngamafitshane kungani khona ke akukhulumeleyo. Kodwa okunye nje singakaqedi khonapho, uthe ke eZimbabwe lesikwelede esimangalisayo 8 billion yothe ikhona kade sinxa esikhuluma. Ye, so singathi sesilobani kade.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the proposed 2015 national budget. We just want to do a quick recap for the benefit of those who did not have time or could not read what the minister said, or at least this was broadcast live. Some people obviously might not have been available for one reason or the other, but these are the major highlights, and this is from an internet-based website called The Source, and the highlights that they are listing are as follows. Economy to grow 3.2%. Inflation to remain below 1% in 2014 and subdued in 2015. Government to collect 4.1 billion revenue against expenditure of 4.115 billion. And government to collect 3.93 billion by 2014 year end, and 2015 recurrent expenditure seen at 92%. Employment costs to chew 82% of the budget, that is $3.2 billion of the 2014 budget. Mining sector to grow by 3.1%, ICT by 6.4%, and transport by 2.9%. Exports expected to reach $3.83 billion. That is in 2015. Imports seen at 6.15 billion. Tax-free threshold, like Gibbs has highlighted, increased to $300 per month from $250. Tax amnesty extended to 15 months from 6 months, and then excise duty on cigarettes increased to $20 per thousand sticks from $15 per thousand sticks. And then excise duty on clear beer reduced to 40% from 45%. Gibbs beer.
That's massive, eh?
Indeed. A government to impose tax on imported doors, buns, and bread. Corporate tax on exporting companies to be lowered by between 15 and 30%. Royalties on firms selling to local diamond and cutters polished to be scrapped. Agriculture to grow by 3.4%. Government to mobilize 252 million for presidential inputs program. And then lastly, tourism sector to grow by 4.7%. Those are some of the highlights, Gibbs.
At the same time, I think Mr. Chinamasa called for transparency and accountability in the mining sector and said actually that a joint monitoring task force will be put in place very soon to take care of some of those challenges. He also noted that there will be some kind of reduction of taxes with respect to those people that are licensed to cut and polish diamonds. Because he says there are a lot of diamonds that are being exported and Zimbabwe is not getting a lot of it, a lot of money out of it in terms of value addition. So then he went further to say that, as you put it right, Blessing, he will increase taxes on, you know, imported cigarettes. And at the same time, you know, he proposed the taxation of, you know, imported goods like plain bread, buns, you know, dough and cakes. And all these are being sourced from Cape Town, South Africa. He says it's weird to have people importing something like dough, you know. You still remember that, in Zimbabwe, you know, we had a lot of bakeries, like Downwings, Swiss, Anglo-Swiss and others. So they used to actually produce their own kind of dough and stuff like that. But now, look at it. We're getting such imports. I mean, there's something wrong here.
And of course, interestingly, the minister also sought to address one of the concerns being raised by investors that the one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to indigenization is the one that is actually scaring investors. So the minister said this is going to be done sector by sector. So essentially, the government has stripped the Minister of Indigenization and Youth from ensuring that he implements the controversial indigenization law. So it is going to be done sector by sector. This might be a positive move, Gibbs.
I think so. I think so, certainly, because you need something to actually stimulate the economy. And I still remember you had an interview with Mr. Tinaibidi sometime this year. And we're saying that Zimbabwe needs about $4 billion at the moment to actually restart, you know, doing business. But at the end of the day, money is not there. And we see that there's no much in terms of foreign direct investment. And then I think the minister also mentioned something that is critical. And this is, you know, in terms of the shareholding in companies, saying that, you know, there is a time when people have to reconsider certain things, and especially like having, you know, foreign-owned companies discussing some of these issues with line ministries. I think that's a positive move there. Maybe it's going to happen or it's not going to happen. We're not quite sure of it. And at the same time, ukhulume okunye njalo Blessing ani abantu bangakukhangela bathi akothi inxa yasikhulumela ukuthi kulemgwaqo lapho okwakhiwa khona ukuthi kumele kube lokho kuthiwa i-dualization. Kuthe kuzadingwa sibili ukuthi abantu bangafika beze-investa khonapho. Siyakwazi ukuthi nxa usuka-ke ePlumtree usiya eMtare kuyalungiswa kuphana umgwaqo. Kodwa ungabona umgwaqo ovele eHarare usiya eGweru, usiya eBulawayo via eGweru. I-dualization yangkhona ikhanye iyahlupha. So kuthi kungadingwa ama-stakeholders kulungiswe khonakuyana enxa yokuba ngaba khona abantu abaningi abangangena kulungiswe-ke imigwaqo ngemfanelo. What esikwaziyo ukuthi imigwaqo phela uyakwazi ukuthi iqakathekile. Nxa ungela mgwaqo emihle ama-road networks lawa awungeke wasebenzela izweni. Kuyavakala ukuthi udrive uthole kula ma-pothole lapho ungacasha khona intundla. Intundla yazi i-giraffe ukuthi ayingeke yadlula kula ma-pothole angako. So kukhanyazani kungahlupha khonokho. So ngikho esithi hayi asuzele abantu bazesebenza lathi khonapho kodwa ukuthi babuya ngakunye lokho.
Onguka ama wadiwa kune ava vachangoti bata nhasi rauti tinge tichitarisa nezvenyaya yebudget uye tirakunzwa kuti imi munharaunda dzamugere zvinhu zviri kufamba sei takatarisa nyaya dzezveupfumi nekuti chiri kunetsa inyaya yekuti mabasa anenge achiri mashoma vana vakawanda vari kupedza chikoro asi Gibbs mabasa acho anenge ari kuti netsei vachina masa vakati ivowo chiri kunetsa pabudget yavo ndechekuti mari zhinji ichaenda kuvashandi vehurumende. Pachisara paine mari shoma shoma yekuti vagadzirise zvinhu zvakaita semigwagwa, zvinhu zvakaita semagetsi, zvinova zvinhu zvekuti zvikatanga kugadziriswa zvinoita kuti upfumi hwenyika hunge huchifamba zvakanaka. Nekudaro, hama Wadiwa, toda kunzwa kuti munoti kudiimi nebhajeti yakaturwa iyo navachinamasa. Vari kuti upfumi huchatikwirei zvishoma ne 3.2% iro gore riri kuteera iro riri Gibbs.
I think we are getting some messages while we're looking for our guests that we have actually invited. I'm told we've got a slight problem with the lines, but I think they're actually tackling this. So we've got some messages on Facebook, and one of the messages is from Chester Tubeli, who writes, "This government is not doing anything good for the nation. We hope that they can do a lot for us." Then we've got Gift Situ Memoyo, who says, "If there are no any other means to deal with the closure of companies, it means that the Minister of Finance and other ministers are hitting a snake on the tail." Instead of the head. We know that if you want to kill a snake, you have to strike the head. So at the end of the day, I think we may be having one of our guests. Who is there? Mbarokon.
Is it Mr. Japhet Moyo?
Oh, okay, I'm told
that's
that,
Mr. Godwin Piri.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Piri, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing fine. Thanks for joining us. Mr. Piri is with which organization, Gibbs?
He is with the Incha Youth and is one of the social commentators based in Bulawayo. Mr. Piri, thank you for joining us. Thank you so much.
Now, Mr. Piri, what is your take on this budget presented by Minister Chinamasa? Obviously, 60% of the country's population or Zimbabwe's population consists of the youths. It's a very important demography. So, as a youth, are you pleased with what the minister is proposing in his budget?
The budget does not really address it. To be honest, it's almost an anything. In the sense that it has not responded to the key challenges that we have been facing. It does not offer any solutions moving forward in terms of how we are turning around the economy, in terms of how we are growing the economy, in terms of how government will be able to create jobs for young people, create economic opportunities for young people. So, to that extent, I think the budget really doesn't respond to any of those issues. And as far as we're concerned, it's really an event.
Mr. Piri is calling it a non-event. But Mr. Piri, maybe if you can move to another place because we can hardly hear you. The network is not that good.
ukangeleke okunye ke hantu ukhulumile njalo lokuthi kule mali abantu abayihola ngenyanga abantu nqa ukuthi ungazuza $250 okwamanje awuthathelwa umthelo wetax kodwa uthi hayi ngcono lokhu kukhuphulwe kuyefika ku $300 ngenyanga kambe ungathini ngakho
vele abantu abakwoli $300 abalutshwane vele mhlawumbe ngama-$270 kodwa-ke nakho futhi yona leyo ndlela i-tradet imali encane kakhulu ungakukhangelale ngeendleko zabantu amaxesi zabantu i-breakfast yethu yezimbabwe ikhangelele ukuthi $500 so then mawufika ku-$300 i-tax free akunamahluko omkhulu
So what Mr. Piri is saying here, Blessing, is that, you know, about this tax-free threshold.
Mm-hmm.
He says there are a few people that are earning $300 a month. And $300 is nothing, you know, compared to the poverty term line or bread line, which is currently pegged at about 540, 580, somewhere there. So he says what is needed is for the economy to grow.
Mm-hmm.
If the economy doesn't grow, which means people can't benefit out of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, former finance minister Tendai Biti has this had this rather to say about the budget. He says the statement which was presented Thursday afternoon by Minister Chinamasa is, and I quote, just a formality that Chinamasa had to do, although there is nothing to expect from it. The growth target of 3.2% is a dream. The country needs a serious relook in terms of policy and governance. There is need to revisit the indigenization policy to ensure that we attract foreign direct investment. And he added that this is a feja economy that these guys are running. I don't blame them. I don't blame him much because he has nothing to do but to do what he did today. But the truth of the matter is there is nothing to talk about next year. He has confirmed it himself that things are tight and money is not coming into the country. And then there were also remarks made by another former cabinet minister, that is the former energy minister, Elias Mudzuri, who says that, and I quote, some corrupt people, this could be abused by, he was talking about a former cabinet minister in the inclusive government, says this could be abused by some corrupt people, and in the process chase away potential investors. Real investors want the law dealt with. That is the indigenization law that Mr. Mzuri is talking about here. And he says, and I quote, real investors want the law dealt with away. It's just a helpless, and something ought to be done correctly by this government. This is a wasted time for me because there was nothing new there, and the minister just made an empty statement that will send this country into disarray and economic collapse. And Mr. Mzuri adds that if you look at the figures of unemployment and company closures, it is something that Chinamasa should have addressed, but instead he did not. He did the opposite, chasing away money through his reaffirmation of the indigenization law. So essentially what the two gentlemen are saying is, you know, the changes that Chinamasa proposed, for example, that line ministries should deal with the indigenization policy.
Mm-hmm.
They are saying these are just cosmetic changes, applying lipstick to a frog or applying perfume to a corpse. They are saying they do not address the challenges that the country is facing, that the opposition is saying that they would have wanted the government to do away with the indigenization laws.
Mr. Piri, I obviously think that you are supporting these two gentlemen. And if that's the case, what should be done?
Well, I think we need to appreciate that Zimbabwe is coming from a very difficult immediate past. And what you should do right now is attracting investors into this economy. That is the only way that you can actually grow it. And when you go to restrictive laws, the Immigration Act, what an effective is doing is taking away the very investor that we need so much. Simply says that your investment is not taken in that way. That Zimbabwe is a very risky country to invest in. So, we shouldn't be doing cosmetic changes to the Immigration Act. We should accept that. Perhaps at some point, it makes sense to some people, but definitely it doesn't make sense anymore. And it should be done away with totally.
And Mr. Piri, talking about the wage bill, this has been a source for friction between the government and the International Monetary Fund, for example, which is saying that the government must actually reduce the wage bill. But instead, we are seeing that the bill is actually rising.
Yes, but you see, the problem with Speaker at the time is that they can actually distort the picture. It's 80% of the total budget, right? Fine. But what is that 80% in real terms? The problem is not that the figure is too high. The problem is that the budget itself is too small. The press is too small. So as a result, the rest appears too high because it is compared. Best support with a budget that is very small. So what government should be doing is grow the economy so that you grow revenue, so that you grow the budget. Then both ratios begin to adapt themselves. The challenge is when you're trying to pay different wages against a very small budget, it then distorts everything. It appears that the percentage is very high. And yet in reality, people are still getting very small salaries. And if you reject that, the authors now running the serious risk of 500, they are running the risk of having family malfunctioning like they, because people are not being decently paid.
Thank you, Mr. Piri. Of course, there is also another disagreement between Harare and the International Monetary Fund. Mm-hmm. Harare says its debt is $7.2 billion, and the IMF says it's more than $12 billion. Why this discrepancy? Harare does not include offshore borrowing, which the IMF actually includes. And, you know, the debt can be high, you know, compared to what is being advertised.
So kuyamangalisa ukuthi kuyabuhamba njani ke blessing nxa usukhangele one kuyahlupha abanye babetshaya imitshini yabo labanye betshaya yabo kodwa ke okuhlupha kakhulu ikuthi phela umuntu uyacabanga akufunayo but kulamabhuku phela kumele bavule bethi a squared nansi nxa iZimbabwe city ile 8 or 7 billion squared laba laba besithi kule 12 billion which means kule nto engahambi kuhle khona.
Indeed. We have a caller, Nusa Dube, kubulawayo makadi va Dube makadi. Ngiyaphila.
Injani impilo? Ublessing bezama ukuhlokoza kancane ngesishona ukuthi ukhulume anti wena ukhuluma vele indimi zonke. Yeah, isiNdebele. So ke ubona njani konoku okwethulwe uhulumende izolo?
Hayi ndibe indlela into yabona la udara ungakhala ubona ukuthi yasikhulu ukuthi isetup yama-industry yanjani. Njengokunika umzekelo so industry ukuthi isetup yangona yanjani ubona ukuthi ngokuthengiselela kwakungahluphi i-local benefit market yayingahluphinjani. Ngoba phela kegogo kwawule ikodona nje ikodonela isiyathengiswa ekadomatextiles lapho-david whitet aye khathi abantu bakathi kama-5000 ekhona bowazisenzele bazayithengisa apha kokadoma textiles uthi ukhangela ukhangela emathebeleni na bekule beef export esesikeson yakiza
yayingaphi ngaphi kwangikona
brief state to Europe. Ngenxa yokuthi bake kufaka amaphela okufakele wansi emadebeleni kule nkomo vewenzali inkomo ngapha ingakala vele izile manisa yithimbanda akungazali imakati yasemthimba ngkhona yadingisa bona bamaindasibamba
khonapho ke Dube bamba Dube ungayindawo bamba Dubes ungayindawo siyabuya kuwe. Siyabuya kuwe bamba khonapho ungayindawo bamba. Bamba khonapho.
And Mr. Piri, please also do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kipstube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.